Thank you for joining us for season 4, Sire Bond. This season, we will be discovering and exploring together the masculine and feminine characteristics within queer relationships in contrast to cisgender heteronormative relationships. So get buckled in. There's gonna be a lot of controversial topics, trust me. So let's get into the reason why I'm getting a divorce from my queer cisgender female wife. Yep. So I am a transgender male. I have a masculine personality. I am dominant. There's that. However, I have noticed over the course of almost 10 years of us being together and being legally married for 4 years that I have defaulted, fallen into a feminine trait, characteristic personality. And I have allowed my wife to take on the masculine traits. Here's why that's not okay. As the man in the relationship, being feminine, allows the woman in a relationship to be masculine. That obviously causes conflict, especially when those two roles are not properly assigned or defined. What I mean by that is I am meant to be the masculine as the man, and she is meant to be the feminine as the woman. This sounds like duh, or this sounds like old school, barbaric, toxic masculinity, whatever you want to call it. What I'm saying is, for me, I am a man who is meant to be masculine, and she is a woman who is meant to be feminine. The issue is, over the course of these years, at some point, some time, there was some form of disrespect, dishonor, disloyalty that these actions have allowed her to no longer be comfortable, feel secure, feel validated within being feminine. So she had to become the masculine so that she can now go through survival and be secure and be happy, right? But we know that all that caused was resentment, because when a feminine energy is supposed to be feminine but takes on a masculine trait, they are not happy. It's out of pure survival. And again, if they had to do it when they had someone that was supposed to be in that space, they will have resentment, and they will start to publicly be disrespectful to you. They will start to be more combative, not as easygoing. Everything becomes a trigger. Everything becomes a trigger. And that's because they don't respect you. And if you have lost your respect, you have lost your power, and you have completely lost your position within this relationship. And there has probably been situations that happened where a behavior that was indicated was wrong, and it wasn't checked. It went unchecked. So she tested you, she tried you, and those boundaries were crossed, and you never acknowledged it. Instead, you allowed some form of manipulation to make you believe you were wrong because you didn't have the proper tools or resources to identify the situation that was happening. And instead of checking it, you ran behind her. So now you're validating and rewarding this misbehavior. So now you can't get upset that she's treating you bad. She can only treat you the way you allow her to treat you. And you have done it and conditioned her. So hear me again. You have continuously done it, shown her, this is how you treat me. This is it. So you cannot undo this now. She has been programmed, conditioned that this is right. And not only is it right, it's pleasurable for her. She gets excitement and joy from it now. Right? Sounds vindictive, right? But this is how you've programmed her. So why would she start doing good when she's been rewarded for doing bad?